Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
There's names written in it.
Amen.
I praise God this morning. Mine has been, I don't know exactly when he wrote it down.
Amen.
Somebody said, when did he write it down? I'm not sure. But I know one thing. I know when he let me in on it, brother.
Amen.
Thank God. And I'm glad. Thank the Lord this morning. My name is there.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. We rejoice not rather that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice because their names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Thank God this morning.
Yes.
Thank God. We're looking too much at this, at the sea. We're walking, Brother Johnny, on holy ground. And walking on the, I'm talking about above the circumstance,
yes.
Above the storm. The reason why we sing is because we're just looking around. Thank God this morning. I'm glad today.
Thank God.
The facts are still facts.
Right.
It was still the Lord. They perceived it was the Spirit, but it was the Lord. See, your perception a lot of times will dictate what's going on up here. And then it'll affect what's in here. And it's all about perception. That's why the Word of God, reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, praying, that's why that, see, that corrects your perception.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We see it through a glass darkly now.
That's right.
Someday we'll see Him as He is. Yes. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
the Lord this morning. God bless the Lord. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank that perception. Perception. We need some help sometimes in our perception
right.
of what we yes, see. Sir. Thank God. To put on the looking glass of love.
Yes,
facts. Thank God this morning. I'm glad my name's there.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Good song.
Sing.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
God this morning that the Spirit of God bears witness with mine.
Yes.
It ain't about bearing witness with you. I'm glad today that we know him, Brother Johnny, because our spirit bears witness with his.
Yes.
It is. And I thank God this morning that he's alive.
Amen.
I'm glad it's the Spirit of God.
Yes.
That bears witness.
Yes.
Today. Thank the Lord. You wonder whether or not we need the Holy Ghost. You better know we need Him.
Yes, sir.
You wonder whether or not we need Christ. You better know we need Him.
Amen.
You wonder today. He's the one that keeps us. Brother Johnny keeps us. He loves us. He keeps us on track. He keeps us going. I thank God for the latter conversation today. I bless the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Ain't He good to be here?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Thank God today. I love Him. I pray. pray the Lord will help and touch us. Maybe some more will be on in here in a little while. I guess they're driving slow in the snow. I'm glad today. Thank God.
Amen.
Brother Johnny, come on up here if you would.
Well, thank God for the privilege to be here. I really do. I praise God. And it's good to be here.
Hey.
I told Joanne as much as I'd miss, I'd probably get church. But I really thank God for the privilege to be in His house with His people. I thank God for the love that you folks have for Jesus Christ and for the church. For all the brethren, it's wonderful to be among God's people.
Amen. That's how it is.
I've missed being here so bad, but been over a month, I ain't been able to do much or nothing. But, I want to read a few verses if I can. In Romans chapter 10, and I'm going to begin with verses 13. I mean, I know a lot of people will read this one verse and say, well, all I have to do is call on the Lord and be saved. You can't really call on the Lord unless you're drawn by the Father. You can't really call on the Lord till you know that you're a sinner. You might say the words, but it won't go through.
That's right,
Richard. I know I laid in an altar when I was about 12 years old. For a long time, asking God to save me, and nothing was changing. So you don't just call on the Lord anytime. Because God wasn't drawing. I was saying words, but nothing was happening. And I got up finally because I wore the people out singing. I believe they sung every song in the book while I was in the altar. I stayed in the altar till my knees was hurting. I was aching. And that preacher said, well, if he'd just get up and say so, he's saved. He should have just told me to get out of the altar and wait till God was gone. But I was baptized, going to church, just as lost as I could be. But some people know. I know I told my mother that I got saved, and I could tell by the look in her eyes that she did not believe it. She didn't say nothing, but she knew. But I thank God for the Word of God. Without it, none of us would be saved. Without the preaching of the Word, none of us would be saved. And I thank God for it. I heard a lot of preaching, but God didn't draw to that one Saturday night. Amen. When Preacher Godfrey was preaching up at Hodge Creek. He was a missionary in South America. But then, and he come to where I was.
Yeah, thank God.
Well, I could have got saved that night before God was brought. If I would have went to the altar, but I wouldn't go. I stood and trembled and shake all day Sundays. God was still drawing. I was afraid of God. I was in a condition then that I could call on the Lord. I wanted to be saved, but There's a voice that kept in me, kept saying, well, you've not had a real good time yet. Get out there and have some fun first.
What about that?
But God kept drawing.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Till on a Monday night. I guess about 9 o'clock in the fall of the year. Going down the road, going from Andrews toward Murphy, right about Marva, I called on the Lord.
Amen, Brother John.
And He gloriously saved my soul.
Amen.
I had never known such peace.
That's right.
All the fear was gone.
Yeah, amen.
Praise God, it was gone.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'd be in things through the week that when I'd go home and lay down in the bed, I couldn't go to sleep. I've been in some dangerous places. And I'd think, what if I'd have died? What if I'd have got killed? It's hard to sleep. But when I got saved, wasn't that way no more. Wasn't no fear there. Wasn't afraid of dying. And I praise God for it. So He said in verses 13, whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. You have to get in a condition to call on Him first, though.
Amen.
You just can't call on Him without God's drawing.
Yes,
Holy Ghost conviction is what I always called it.
Sure.
How then shall they call? See, on Him in whom they have not believed. And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Yes.
And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. I'm glad.
Amen.
But you notice the next verse said, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For His eyes said, Lord, who has believed our report? There's a lot of people here and never believe.
Right.
Sure.
And it's a shame. A lot of people are here and God will be drawing. And because they're not willing to give up sin, they won't call on Him. They just won't call on Him. I've witnessed that. Sad.
Yes, sir.
Because when God leaves them, He won't deal with them no more. They will be cast into hell. Death and hell will be delivered up and cast into the lake of fire.
That's right.
At the great white throne of judgment. So I thank God for the fact of knowing that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God for His Word.
Amen.
Believe it. I rejoice every time I see a young preacher coming up, still got his health, got young and healthy, can get out and preach the word, can travel, and all that. But a lot of people like me get in a condition where they can't do much. But I can praise God for His goodness.
Amen.
Sure can.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
I appreciate you. Well, when you call upon the name of the Lord, you set a mouthful. It's not just some psychological criteria to try to get professions and meetings. But the Lordship of Christ, you call upon Him. How can they call? Thank God today for His grace, don't you?
The Father's love for us. How bad.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. I hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.
Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give any. His words have paid my ransom.